This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. An equipment failure is to blame for the power outage last Saturday in eastern Colombia. Multiple homes, stores, and traffic signals around Broadway and Old Highway 63 were without power for about an hour. Assistant Director of Columbia Water and Light Ryan Williams says the equipment failure caused a small fire and it took crews a couple of hours to replace the piece of broken equipment. The Columbia City Council last week allocated $150,000 to Regional Economic Development, Inc., or READY. READY is working with the University of Missouri and the Small Business and Technology Development Center to devise a program that would do more than simply provide loans. The idea is to offer a program that allows people with business ideas to participate in a summer program offering classes, field trips, and mentors on such topics as raising capital and developing business plans. The trend of naming bills for children appears to have gained steam this year in the Missouri legislature. Five bills with children's names have been sent to Governor Jay Nixon for signing. The Bryce bill would provide educational grants for autistic children, and the Cade bill would create a state physical fitness challenge for students. Other bills would require a particular heart disease screening for infants, Chloe, create a donation checkoff box for pediatric cancer research on state tax forms, Sahara, and require judges to consider juvenile detention for more teens convicted of adult crimes, Jonathan. Another shooting in a highly trafficked area of Columbia has left one man dead. Around 11 o'clock Sunday night, 25-year-old Anthony M. Unger was shot and killed in the parking lot at the northwest corner of Conley and Brickton Roads. That's the parking lot that houses El Magway Mexican Restaurant and Robinson's Cleaners. The shooting comes a little more than a week after three people were shot in downtown Columbia at Broadway and 10th Street. Sergeant Joe Bernhard of the Columbia Police Department says the two shootings are not related and that the one at Conley and Brickton did not happen at random.
The detectives have determined that one was drug-related. It was not random. They found narcotics present at the scene.
Still, Bernhard says Columbia has had four shootings in the last 8 days. He says residents should feel safe because the police department has several units working to combat violent crimes.
Our street crimes unit, That's part of their job is to target gang activity and known violent criminals. So they're, being more busy and proactive.
Bernhard says there are no suspects at this time. Parts of Missouri are cleaning up after storms brought heavy rain and strong winds over the weekend. Flash flooding occurred in the St. Louis area after some parts of the region received up to an inch and a half of rain within a one-hour period Sunday evening. Several thousand people lost power at the height of the storm, but most of the power was restored by Monday. Hot and humid weather is in the forecast for most of Missouri through the rest of the work week. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.